Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome in to Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Nice slant route. This is a business decision. You know you're going to take a lump.
And former linebacker Sean Barber.
There's a thing called street justice. You take care of yours. Yeah. You take care of your family.
What's going on, Kansas City? What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back in the building. Players Only back again. We got a guest in the studio. Actually, he's not in the studio, but he is in the building somewhere. We'll get to him in a moment, but the phone lines, text lines are open, 913-586-7610, Players Only. We're going to have a little bit of a up and down month coming up with the game in Germany and Thanksgiving and the bye week, etc. So stay tuned for when we will be on the air each and every week, and I'll make sure you guys get that information. But as we do each and every week, we start off the show talking about the previous game. And this previous game was another win for our Chiefs. It was great to see, great to be a part of, great to see the continued dominance over our AFC West foes. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Somebody just came in the room. 2 minutes late, actually 3 minutes late. It is none other than Mr. Sean Barber. Sean Barber, good to see you back in here. A little bit late, but, you know, not on time, but good to see you back.
I got a contract. In my contract, it tells me I need to be here before 6:05. See, there we go.
Sean Barber is back.
Let me just know.
Sean
right
Barber has decided that he will grace us with his presence once a month during the season, and it will be towards the latter part of the month. So he actually proactively contacted me and reminded me that he would be here and that I was just supposed to be like jumping for joy and all happy that he was going to be back. Julio was supposed to be, you know, we were supposed to be doing cartwheels in the hallway because Sean Barber was back with us. And then as I'm introducing him, trying to give him some props, trying to show him love, he's outside, not even paying attention to what he's supposed to be doing. How disrespectful is that from a defensive player? And you guys already know, if you listen to my show for the last 4+ years, you know how I feel about defensive guys anyway. And he's playing right into that stereotype right now.
Get it. We in Kansas City, man. We love. Get the defense.
Let me get back on task
here. Get the defense some love, bro.
Let me get back on task.
Get a defense.
We're talking about the Chargers and the Chiefs this past win. Barbershop, I'm feeling a little disrespected right now because you just feel like you could just walk up into my show any old kind of time and way that I'm gonna woosah over here for a second. I'm gonna give you the platform to tell us about your assessment of this Chiefs Chargers and the last matchup.
I mean, I appreciate that. So you sit over there and just
forget it.
sit there. Man, you sit there and be easy, man. First of all, let's correct some of the things you started off in your monologue about me texting with all this expectation. This, you know, don't do it. Don't you do it. Don't do it, man. These jokers are in here with hand signals, like trying to get wonk wonks on me and stuff like that. I just said about three words, but at the end of the day, I texted the man to say, hey, we talked about this earlier. I was just reminding you the last Thursday of every month I'll be on the show. So we wouldn't have extra guests, you know, wasting guests. And I'm like, hey, man, just give you, what you text me for? Like, I don't know that. You know, it gets so much venom.
Sorry, we got some technical difficulties here, Barbershop. I don't know what happened to your mic. We'll hopefully be able to get you back on air in a second. I'll just go ahead and start, Barbershop. When I talk about this last win against the Chargers, it was a great win. Great to see. I'll start with the defense. I know if your mic was working, you would be able to talk. You'd want to talk about the defense first. So I'll fill in the gap because, you know, we're on air now. We're finally on air. So, yes, the defense stepped up to the challenge. I thought they did a great job, especially at the halftime adjustments. Actually, even before halftime, but even, I mean, when you talk about specifically after halftime and what they were able to do, to me, it just continues down the right road. Yes, we got a huge loss with Nick Bolton at the linebacker position. And Barbershop, when we get the technical difficulties, I'm sure you'll have something to share about the linebacker position because you played there. But the way we were able to disrupt Justin Herbert in that game, I thought was outstanding. The way Steve Spagnuolo drew up some different defenses to confuse him. There were multiple times in that game where I saw him double clutch, question his eyes, question his progression. There were times where Keenan Allen was open over the middle of the field, and he just seemed like he was rattled and didn't really want to throw the ball because he wasn't sure. And that's exactly what you want to see at this level. Very rarely do you see that, especially with a guy that's in his fourth year in the NFL and has had the prowess and the accolades of Justin Herbert with all the potential in the world. But that's just a credit to our defense and the young bucks, the young talent, the Thundercats on that defense that get the job done. Great to see Drew Tranquil get an opportunity to go against his former team. Barbershop, you played for multiple teams in the league. You know the emotions that go into that. And to be able to not only come out on top as a team, but to be a part of a dominant part of the football in doing so is great for him, great for he and his family. It's not any disrespect or disloyalty to your former team when that happens. It's just a natural part of the game. I had a chance. I played a brief stint with the New Orleans Saints, and it was during the preseason, and we got a chance to practice and scrimmage against the Chiefs, and it was a high for me. And so I can't even imagine what it would have been for you and guys like Drew to actually play the regular season games against your former teams. And you draw up all of that vitriol. You draw up disrespect. You draw up all of the emotions because you want to show that team what they lost, what they missed. And for him to be able to be that guy on the field and then have to take over the helm when Nick Bolton was knocked out of the game with his wrist, I just put myself as a former player in that mindset. And that's one of the great things about being in the broadcast booth with Mitch is that there are times where, although I'm a fan, there are times I can actually put myself back into the football mindset and think as a player's thinking, because I have to draw from that in the booth. When I'm trying to paint the color of the game, if you're listening to us on 106.5 The Wolf, there's aspects, Josh Klingler, Mitch Holtis, Dan Israel, they'll be able to tell you there's times where I'll get stirred up in the booth because I feel some of that player energy or former player energy, and I put myself in the mindset at times whether it's the Raiders coming in and stomping on our logo, whether it's being a player having to play against your former team, whether it's some of the trash talk and bulletin board material you may hear during the week from the Bengals or what have you. calling Arrowhead Burrowhead. Like, those are the things, and I'm sure Barbershop can attest to that. All right, now we crossing boundaries, and I feel a certain way about that. I can't do nothing about it at 52 years old, but I can feel it still. So to be a team in the Chargers that seems to always be picked to unseat the Chiefs for several years, they were always supposed to be the team that was supposed to represent the AFC West in the playoffs, that was supposed to be a team that is a number one seed caliber type of team, and to see them to go down again the way they did, to see how our offense flourished, first passing, first reception, touchdown reception for Isaiah Pacheco, see MVS come through with the big 46-yard touchdown catch, the big plays that we're continuing to get and mount up with Rashee Rice. To me, this offensive line, what they're able to do in pass protection, and we vacated the run game for a large part of this game because it was like blood was in the water in regards to the passing game. And we were going to pass the ball. They couldn't figure out how to cover Travis Kelce. They couldn't figure out how not to leave our receivers open and allow us to make plays. And so we didn't force feed the run game as other teams might do. We just went with what was going well for us, and it was successful. So a huge win, separating ourselves in the AFC West. Again, the fact that the other three teams in our division are all sub 500 while we're sitting where we're sitting, to me, is great to be at. This is probably the best position you can possibly be in. The Broncos are 2-5, the Chiefs 6-1, and every other team sub 500 as well. We got the Broncos coming up. We'll talk more about that later, but I'm assuming, Barbershop, your microphone is back on. Make sure.
I'm like beast mode. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, that's what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
The phone lines, text lines open, 913-586-7610. Barbershop, I'm going to give you the floor. Hopefully we don't have any electrical issues anymore, and you can go ahead on do your thing about this Chargers game.
Julio's back there on that keyboard on that the mainstream like a gremlin, pulling all the wires behind my mic and stuff like that. I don't appreciate that.
Hey man,
at the end of the day, man, you know what happened, and I don't know if anybody wants to admit it. The Chiefs are in a position where they're just stacking good days of practice upon good days of practice, and then they actually go out and perform, and they're having great games. They're fundamentally doing what they need to do each week to grow as a unit. And though injuries happen, whether it's to the wide receiver Watson or as to Bolton as a Mike linebacker, there's that next man up attitude because the guys are practicing and putting in the preparation time. And nobody's coming in feeling like, hey, I'm just coming in to play a certain role. No, I'm coming in to be a linebacker. That means I play Mike, Will, Sam. I got to know the nickel Mike, the nickel Will. I got to know what all the parts do. And then in the secondary, the same thing goes. Guys are just able to play so many different positions because they're not being pigeonholed to being just a safety, just a corner, just a nickel. And Snead has always been that type of player. You don't know on a snap to snap whether he's playing a back end safety, a box safety, the nickel, or the outside corner. You don't know where that young man's going to line up. So it's so hard for offense to game plan when you don't have the tendencies on our players to really go off of. And then at halftime, we have the ability to adjust that, have guys really melt to the receivers that are running the routes that this guy covers the best. So let's go ahead and put McDuffie on this guy.
Barbershop, I want you to give more insight on the adjustments, because I talked about this during the broadcast, and I think a lot of fans think we go into halftime, we got this 12 to 13 minutes for halftime, and our coaches are drawing up stuff on the board, and we're going to change X, Y, and Z. When really, and this is my assessment, you tell me about the defensive side if I was correct. You've practiced A, B, C, D, E, F, G all week.
Yep.
And you start off the game with A, B, and C, recognizing that D, E, and F, G will possibly work. You just don't know when you'll start implementing those. And then at halftime or after a quarter or maybe even after a certain series, you say the tweak is E and G. You know what I mean? It's not, you're not revising anything. It's just you're tweaking things. So when we generally talk about halftime adjustments or in-game adjustments, it's not that we scrapped the whole game plan that we practiced all week with. It's more about we just tweaked it, but it is stuff that we still worked on all week.
Yeah. So let's say from a corner position, you want to start off with all our corners being outside leverage, heavy outside man, pushing, funneling all the receivers to the middle of the field, just to see what that's going to create on the offense, what kind of routes that's going to create, how they're going to adjust the plays, how the receivers are going to adjust their routes. And then, okay, you give up some plays, and maybe the outside man made us a little bit more vulnerable to that big run breaking because the safety had to come from a center field straight up versus coming from a half field, kind of like a outside the hashes type angle. And so you realize, okay, you know, let's get away from that. Let's get away from the single high safety. Let's go to a split safety. Well, since we go split safety, let's move the corners and nickels into inside leverage now. Because now we're seeing that, you know, we can hang heavy on the inside and they're having some struggles getting off of the jams, make them break routes off a little bit earlier than they want. Because that what it does, it makes the quarterback hold the ball longer, a little bit longer, because we're not giving them those free releases like we did in the first half. And so on offense, you know, the Chargers probably went into the locker room saying, hey, we got to be able to continue to run our routes. They're giving us inside releases. Hey, it's a couple of plays we had where Keenan Allen was wide open. We didn't hit him. But let's come back to that in the second half. You're going to get a free release, so be ready to catch it. Hey, you know, Herbert, be ready to hit him real quick with the ball, this and that. Well, then we adjust our leverage, and now we're having balls being batted up. We're getting, you know, rerouting receivers. He's holding on to the ball. He's getting a little bit nervous. Where are these pass rush? Where's Amanda Hugh? Where's Chris Jones at? And so his clock is getting sped up way faster than it was the first half, and they start making the mistakes. That leads to sacks. That leads to batted balls, turnovers, and interceptions.
And
like
he thought,
just a tweak.
Yeah, and it's like what I thought was there ain't there.
Yep.
And that's the beauty of coaching, as well as players being coachable. One last point before we go to break. I thought one of the great plays in the game, unfortunate but great plays, was when Nick Bolton went down. Barbershop, I know you recognize it. He tried to get off the field, but he was smart enough to go down on the sideline, but still on the field of play, to force a timeout to be called by the officials for injury. Part of the reason, it wasn't that he wasn't tough enough to go off the field. Part of the reason why he went to the end and then fell was because he has the green dot on defense and they have to switch helmets with Drew Tranquil because he would be the green dot then. If he just runs off the field with an injury, there's no player on the field with the green dot. Therefore, there's no communication that Spags and the coaches can have with the defense until the next timeout comes. So he was smart enough to get down on the field of play to force the officials to call the timeout so that the helmets can be thrown out there from Allen Wright and the equipment staff and we can hit the ground running. That's coaching as well. When we come back, we're going to get to hot takes, spitfire takes, see if Sean Barber's mic is still going to be on.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
610 Sports Radio.
My name is D Nice. They're taking out your sucker, then you don't know how I did it, yo.
Bono looking to pass the football, goes in the middle. Pass is cut. Touchdown, Kansas City. Touchdown, Chiefs. Touchdown, Chiefs. Damon Hughes took the bullet over the middle from Steve Bono.
First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the Gators.
Halfback pass. Marcus Allen right side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Damon Hughes from Marcus Allen.
Expert analysis. Experts. And views. News from and Chiefs views. Radio Network color analyst Dana Hughes.
This so-called number one defense so-called in the NFL that hadn't played anybody, during the last part of the season.
What you my hype man? Are you Flavor Flav? You Flavor Flav of this? Public Enemy?
Hey, man. I know about the 808, bro.
The TR-808, you know about it?
Man.
All right, we are back, players only. Second quarter of the show. We went a little long in the first quarter because we had technical difficulties with barbershops.
You was just long-winded. Don't blame
microphone,
me.
But I'm glad that Julio came in, got it rectified, and barbershop.
Julio.
I'm opening up the door. The phone lines and text lines are open, 913-586-7610. Text us. I see a few. We'll tackle those in the third quarter.
Can I ask two questions?
As well.
Two quick questions.
Before we go into our Spitfire hot takes.
Just two quick questions.
Because I have a guest, not a co-host anymore, but I have a guest in studio.
So be curious.
So I have to direct the show accordingly.
Can I have two questions, Julio? Two questions? Real quick. How can I be late when I'm already in the building? And how can I run long when I don't get allowed to talk? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like even when I'm right, I'm wrong. That's how I feel sometimes. But
I didn't say you ran late.
I digress.
Talking. But you did come in late. I had this whole long drawn out, you know, praise for you that I was going to open up.
You could have did
to introduce
me.
You. And as I looked across the table, you weren't there.
I just saw
the rain outside, the darkness outside, and not the darkness inside.
See, I'm talking about that's what two Americas. You like a crab in a bucket trying to pull us
all
down.
All right, give me your hot Spitfire hot take. I'm going to be nice in the second quarter. Don't push it, though, because I got my finger on the button.
Anyway, so one thing we need to know in the NFL, we talked about this over and over. Everybody's talking about the lack of points, lack of scoring. What is going on with the NFL? Has the rules changed? Swung so far to the offense that now the offense is, you know, maybe feeling a little entitled, like they're supposed to score 40 or 30 some points a game. Man, can we give a little credit to the guys on the defensive side? Maybe the guys on the defense have had enough. They've had enough of all the rules changes. You can't hit the quarterback, can't hit the wide receiver. Running backs are protected. Unnecessary roughness against the player because he's not ready for you to hit him. All of the rules for years and years and years have been designed to help the offense get the ball across the goal line. And it's been so many rules when you add that and compound it with all the analytics that are telling them to go for it on fourth down, they have been doing themselves a disservice in scoring by not taking the 3 points, not taking the field goals, not understanding the opportunity to score each and every possession is critical at the highest level. You cannot take analytics in the pros and use that as your guiding light as a football coach. You got to coach with guts and instincts, and I think there's too many teams in the league that are looking at computers and stats and analytics to tell them when to go for it on fourth down instead of looking at their players in the eyes and it's man-on-man, mano-a-mano. Is my offensive line tougher than your defensive line? Then I'm going to go get that 1 yard. And if they ain't, And I see there's some Philadelphia Eagle type offensive line, I mean defensive lines across the board, and I know we ain't got a chance. Well, guess what, guys? We're taking the field goal, and we're gonna try and wait until next possession to go for a touchdown. So that's my hot take. I just think that overall, there's too much analytics being called, being used to decide when to go for it, when not to go for it, and it's time for these coaches, not Andy Reid, but the rest of the league, to get back to good old fashioned coaching and using some gut and some instincts when you're deciding when to go for it and when not to. I knew it was the
we don't got love. We don't got love for defense on this show no more.
Before I opened my mouth. Before I even opened my mouth. I knew it was coming.
We used to have love for the West Coast. We don't got love for defense no more.
Y'all ain't got no love for Snoop.
We ain't got no love for Snoop. We ain't got no love for this.
You ain't got no love for the West Coast.
This is
okay.
East Coast show. This is Biggie. No, this is Notorious Big show now.
I heard so much about New Jersey over this last couple days. Certain cats I've been hanging with. G Steels.
Dante lives in Jersey.
Dante,
now.
Art Steele, whoever, all these. I mean, every time I turn around, some cat telling me he went in Jersey. And
hotbed of talent. It's a hotbed of talent in Jersey.
It's a hotbed for something.
Especially in North Jersey. I don't know about them cats from South Jersey. It's North Jersey is where it's at. Shout out to Bayonne.
Oh, Lord.
There we go. All right, my hot take is officiating. I feel like it's an annual.
Real ball players don't argue about officiating, but go ahead.
It's an annual ritual for me to address officiating, and my Hawkeyes took the back seat to bad officiating. I've been active on social media, Julio, all week long, arguing with people, non-athletes, people never obviously returned punts, never even played in a football game, never mind a big college football game, a pro football game. Barbershop, I am here to tell you, I feel like I was a good athlete in my day.
Yes.
I return punts at the NFL level, and just generally speaking, you have athletic kids. I have athletic kids. We've worked out with them. We've done different things. You watch, as you said, you watch the game intently. I watch it, you know, in an analyst way, and there are certain things that you can do body-wise and functional that when it happens on the field, there's a reason why. So. Yes. If you've ever run full speed or you've ever run towards the line of scrimmage, backed away from the line of scrimmage, run side to side, and one of your arms is pointing somewhere, the other arm at times will be used to keep your balance because you're not running with the same gait. For all you people out there that don't know about gaits, it's when your arms are pumping and your hands are near your hips and you're pumping in an efficient motion like you're running track and a sprint. But if you're not doing that, there are times where your arms go out. They might wave. They might do something else to keep your balance. Perfect example, are you baseball players or baseball fans? When you watch a runner run from home plate to second base, guess what? Their left arm will go out and get away from their body because they are making a turn and going somewhere different. They're still running full speed, but there's a different movement with one of their arms. Trust me, I know, because it was one of the issues I had when I was coming out of college and I was running and doing the 40-yard sprint and doing all these drills for the combine, is that my left arm my body was treating my left arm like I was still playing baseball, and I had to learn how to keep my elbow in. Anyway, the officials missed the call. It's a stupid application to the rule, not just because it was my Hawkeyes that were the negative beneficiary of it. It's just one of those rules, and we've been around sports long enough to know when something is applied in any sport and when you know it's applied by somebody that didn't play the sport and doesn't know the sport. And it bothers me that you take away a big play on the home field, a touchdown with 1 minute, 21 seconds left in the game, that you apply some stupid application to the rule by somebody that has no idea what movements actually happen. And it's unnecessary. It's not like a hit to the head. It's not like a late hit on the sideline. It's not like it's detrimental to anybody. And it's not like it fools people. Like the ball hit the ground. It doesn't fool people to point and have one arm below. When I was a punt returner, the officials came up to me almost before every punt when I was standing back there. Danon, make sure it's clear over your head. Make sure you wave it clean. All right, make sure it's over your head. that's what they do. Just like on the sideline, they'll tell you, hey, you know, number 95, you're almost close to being in the neutral zone. Move it back. They give you those warnings, and the fact that the officials implemented themselves in that game, I thought it was a severe detriment to my Hawkeyes as well as to college football, because ultimately what's going to happen is they're going to come back and adjust that rule, basically admitting fault, but it's too late.
Thank you. I was going to say, when did players only become college players? I mean, we
talk about everything here. We don't talk about race. We don't talk about...
Come on, man. As many things.
We got to go to break. Barbershop.
All the stuff we got to talk about with our Chiefs and the Broncos.
Oh my gosh. When is the end of November
you
coming?
You about to go to Germany.
Which week are you coming back in November?
Tyreek Hill about to be back
when
on the
When we come
field,
back, 913-586-7610.
You think want to talk about some
Thank
Hawkeyes.
Goodness that the end of November is Thanksgiving and we won't have a show, because then Barbershop will have to wait until December to come back.
Hawkeyes
but when we come back, it's
halftime.
We're going to get to the text line, the phone lines. I see you, Dan. We're going to get to you next. Maybe we'll let Sean Barber chat with you also.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
And he gets buried. He gets destroyed by Sean Barber.
That's all you get. You just get a taste, Sean Barber, because you're a guest.
You act like I don't know that song.
You can't take residence on Players Only anymore.
About how much airtime.
Me and Julio giving steel signs here. We got rubbed across the bill of my cap.
Y'all changed all the communications, all the hand signals up.
That's what happens.
I don't need to go back to the college and talk about Michigan stealing signs. Sky, on pass.
I don't care about that. That's not my take.
Because it ain't your school.
But I would say this. If you're a team, if you're a baseball team or a college football team or any team, and you are dumb enough to have signs that are stealable and they got stolen, that's on you. All is fair on that. As long as they're not like.
Why though did the whole Michigan sideline got to point to the sky? Why couldn't they just have one guy that go like this? One guy. Hey, guy, the guy in the gold shirt, defense, look over there. He gonna give you the sky means pass. He gonna give you the ground means run. No, they told the signals to the whole bench. So the whole bench over there jumping
up. Yeah, make sure you're on one accord. All right, we are back. Third quarter, we got the text line, the phone lines open. I'm going to give you the platform, Barbershop, the 913 text. For NFL players who play for multiple teams and don't have a strong connection to their hometown area, how do they pick when they settle, where the fans love the most, where they had most success, most friends, best tax situation? Basically, he's asking why.
All of my finances.
What goes into, like, you're from Richmond, Virginia. I'm from Jersey.
Born in
Why are we here? Was there what went into those decisions?
I mean, it was hard not to, once I retired, to go back to VA, not go back to my hometown. Obviously, I played for the University of Richmond in college, and then I went up to the Redskins, which are now the Commanders. So I had a lot of connections, even from my college and my pro days with the state of Virginia. But at the end of the day, You gotta grow. You gotta grow as a person. You gotta elevate. Now, the head of a household, got a wife and kids, 5 boys and a girl, and to be honest, education became my priority. So it wasn't about the tax bracket or the income increase or income decrease. Once you leave the league, your income decreases greatly.
Yep.
Or any kind of tax breaks. The price of living in the Midwest is great. That's a side note, but the education in the Blue Valley system was what we found to be second to none. I had kids going to Montessori schools in Houston, in Philadelphia. There are some great schools there, but the schools I found in the Blue Valley School District, Christ Lutheran, Heritage Christian, then Blue Valley North, Miege, and now my son is a freshman. Deacon Barber's a freshman at Blue Valley playing football and baseball. The education they're receiving at these institutions is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And both my parents was teachers, and they definitely instilled a emphasis and a priority on education.
Yeah. I would say for me, I remember literally sitting down with my wife and splitting a sheet in half and writing pros and cons. as opposed to going back to Jersey. I don't think we were ever going to go back to Jersey. We were actually going to move into Maryland, which is about 3 hours from Jersey, and felt like that was close enough to home but far enough away. Mm-hmm. Still a good school district, yeah, et cetera. But when we looked at that sheet and we wrote down pros and cons, it was like family, pizza, food. Like, it was like, you know, and then everything else was like what you mentioned, school district, cost of living, our church home, opportunity, media opportunities. You know, I went into banking, still in banking with Community America Credit Union. So that's what went into that decision. But that's a great question, because I don't think very many people realize what we do and how we factor that in. Because one, as you mentioned, your income, no matter how big you were as a player, your income is guaranteed to go down.
Yep.
And you have to factor that in. And a lot of players don't do that while they're making that transition from the league.
Well, right. Let me get some love to the Kansas City area, though, because the community, the business owners, the
love us.
The ability to transition out of playing NFL, where a lot of players struggle, it's definitely an emotional, mental stress to call it quits and to feel like I'm not part of that team anymore and I'm not welcome in the building anymore. Let me start with Clark Hunt, Coach Reed. At the time, it was Coach Ramil when I retired. There was never a point where I felt unwanted at Arrowhead Way. One Arrowhead Way never felt like I was a stranger there. Mm-hmm. They'd always, from the equipment staff to the general manager to the president,
Mark and that's Donovan, not the case elsewhere.
That's not. It's such turnover at other organizations that unless you got a one-on-one, you know, with the Philadelphia Eagles, I love Philadelphia, but if I didn't know Lurie one-on-one, it would be impossible for me to go back there under this new coaching staff feeling like I had any right being anywhere near the current team.
Yeah.
It would just be alumni, know your role, stay on your side of the road, don't talk to the players, don't mess with the players. We got a good thing going. We don't want you to mess it up.
Yeah.
We're here in Kansas City with the alumni, with the ambassador group.
Yep.
It's almost like Andy has invited our alumni, our ambassadors, to kind of be unspoken mentorship program to let guys understand how you can transition out the league and make Kansas City your home.
Yep, and they see the big picture because, as you mentioned, there's a lot of guys that fall by the wayside. Yep. They look like they're spooling, like the computer, spooling in life because they don't have a connection, and we have that blessing here with the Chiefs. All right, Dan in Kansas City, what's good?
Hey, Dane. Hey, Sean. How you doing? Doing pretty good. Yeah, it was a great game. The Chiefs finally put a good game together. Everything, special teams, offense, defense, Kelsey with a touchdown, Scantling with a touchdown, Rice with a touchdown, Pacheco with a touchdown. And they did a good job, Dane, with Joshua Palmer. Even though he had 133 yards, they shut him down in the second half. They did a great job on Keenan Allen. And mainly with a tipped interception. Well, tipped in the interception by Legarius Sneed. So let's keep it going with the Broncos. Take care of yourself, guys. Have a nice evening.
All right, Dan, we appreciate that infusion of energy as we do each and every week. Yes, we got the Donkeys coming up. We're going to talk about that in the fourth quarter. Continued dominance is on the menu. 17 opportunity for 17 straight times to beat them. There's nothing more finer in professional sports for me. All right, we got Big T. Big T, what you got?
Keenai and Barbershop in the house, man. Appreciate you taking my call. So, first of all, man, Pat Mahomes, the king of sling, the best trigger man in the league, he was cooking. He did his thing. Receivers had a fantastic game. And, you know, Taylor, they were rocking and rolling, and Taylor Swift was in the house. And not only that, you know, Travis Kelce, man, on National Tight End Day, look at what he put up, the numbers. That dude is just a badass. He's the greatest tight end on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
He just keeps getting better and better. So way to go, Travis Kelce, and the offense. And then, you know, let's talk about the defense a little bit. And Brett Veach, man, you know, not only during the offseason with the draft picks, but look at the dudes he brought in on for this defense. Menahue, Drew Tranquil, and Mike Edwards. Those guys are badasses. And that defense was already badass. That's a nasty defense. And they pitched a shutout in that second half. That's tough to do in the NFL. They're going to take care of the Donkeys. Let's go, Kansas City. Way to go, Chiefs. And as always, let's go, Chiefs.
Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
All right, Big T, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate the love. I talk to a lot of people around the city, around the Chiefs kingdom. You get text messages, Twitter, et cetera, that love the show and listen every week. We got actually employees of the Chiefs that drive home, coaches that listen to us on their way home on Thursday evenings. And so I appreciate that love that they give to us. And don't be shy. Call in. Chat with us. You see, we ain't the polished cats that's on the air. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to have fun. We're going to have to look up at the clock and be like, dang, third quarter's over. So we got text line. We'll tackle a couple more when we get back, and we'll talk about this upcoming game against the Donkeys. Let's do it next.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
All right, we are back, Players Only. Fourth quarter of the show. Just got under 8 minutes left in the show. We got a couple of text messages we want to get to from the 785. Shout out to the 757. That's your VA people trying to give you some love. You ain't even know that was the area code. Did you know? You ain't even know that was the area code up there, did you? Look at you.
The 757 TIDH2O, that Tidewater area home of Bubba Chuck, Allen Iverson, and many, many more
Michael
great
Vick.
Athletes. Michael Vick. It's just it's endless, endless. Yeah. Sean Barber.
Not as many as Jersey, but there's still a lot.
We go deep.
All right, from the 816, Danon and Barber together always. As always, great Players Only. Love listening to you all. We appreciate you listening to us.
And I love your bag. Yeah, buddy.
There you go. And Midwest from the 620. Midwest, Middle America is such a heartwarming place to live. It's a great place to live. I love it. Yeah. I love raising my five kids here. Yeah, it's been great.
I concur.
Yep. All right, Barbershop. You got the platform. We got the Donkeys up.
Well, man, listen. You know, I do a podcast also.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to The Process. Upload his podcast. If you out there listen to Players Only, you love Barbershop for the last few years here. He's got The Process going on the podcast.
Weekly podcast on KCSN. It's called The Process. The process is always greater than the product. Have former players like Dana Hughes, great guys. Krishna Koye, Deron Cherry, just a number of guys that have come through. Dante Hall, Keith Cash, one of my upcoming guests. Man, G Steels, it's a number of guys, but we talk about, you know, breaking down just exactly what you're saying. And so this past week I had G Steels on. I said, so G, answer this question, fill in the blank. The Chiefs win if, and he's like, they get on the plane. I said, oh. I said, oh, no. I said, G, this is a serious. He said, no, I'm dead serious. There's no way you lose 17, 16 times to the same opponent and you're going to make me feel like I got any kind of confidence. I got any, like, I basically know if they step off the plane and they show up and they stretch and it's time to kick off, unless there's some freak sickness that goes through the team and some of their star players on, like they gonna beat us. Like, so the Broncos know that. We know this as a fan base. That's why people talk about trap games and all that kind of stuff. And he said, I mean, sometimes you just gotta realize like your best ain't good enough. And that's just it. The Broncos' best is not good enough to beat the Chiefs. And it hasn't been in 16 occasions.
Yeah.
So, and then I filled it in. All right, so let's stop that out and say, all right, the Broncos win if. He said the Broncos can win if they end up with no turnovers, less than five penalties, a few 50-50 balls go their way, kind of like Addison with the Minnesota Vikings did against the Travis Ward when it's supposed to be a pick at the end of the half and it ends up being 6 points. And that becomes the difference in the game. So if there's a bunch of 50-50 balls that we are supposed to pick off and somehow their receivers, Judy and Cortland Sutton, end up taking up for touchdowns, then, again, I mean, the game of football, it always comes down to five plays. There's five plays that can turn the table, turn the tide in any ball game. They call it the turning points. And if any of those, you know, four out of five end up going to the Broncos' way, doesn't make them a better team, but any given Sunday, anybody can win a football game.
Yeah, I agree. The better football team is obviously here with the Chiefs. But we have to play good football. We've seen this happen. I go back on times during a tumultuous week when the Green Bay Packers came into Kansas City. Several years ago. Chiefs were down and out,
winless,
on and off the field, and we wind up beating an undefeated Packers team. Anything can happen at any time. The weather's not supposed to be good. It's supposed to be in the low 30s with snow. That could be a factor in your 50-50 balls and anything else, ball security. We hadn't played in that yet. So I'm never going to overlook a team. I'm definitely not going to be as cut and dry and cutthroat as G Stills would be, but I totally understand the mindset because as a player in that locker room, we can say all the right things in the media leading up to the game, but in the locker room, we're like, we're about to whoop these boys again. Yeah. We're about to get them again. They can't. They got nothing for us. They haven't beaten us my whole career. And why now? And so that's got to be the mindset as a player. But from an outsider, you always get concerned about stuff like this because, you know, desperate teams, desperate times call for desperate measures, and you don't want to be disrespectful to the point where you give them any kind of life. You want to keep them down. Remember last year when we went up there, got up, I believe it was 24-0 real quick, and they came back. And before we knew it, we were in a fight. Mm-hmm. Same thing here. Even earlier, 2 weeks ago, we were up, and we allowed the game to stay too close too long and give them a little bit of life. We can't allow that in this game. So I think the better team will win. I feel like there are so many different side stories in this game, not just the opportunity to win 17 straight. You would tie for the second most in NFL history. The first was 20 straight by the Patriots way back in the 80s. And now you have an opportunity to be in rare air by having 17 straight wins over a divisional opponent. To me, that's something special. That's something, when you talk about being a former player, we just saw Dante Hall get inducted into the Ring of Honor. We had alumni/legends weekend this past weekend. And those are the conversations you would have. 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, when Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and all these guys are being inducted into the Ring of Honor, and they're coming back, I bet you some of the conversation over some food will revolve around, man, remember how much dominance we had over the Donkeys? Remember when the Broncos could not beat us no matter what? So they'll hang their hat on it. They may not talk much about it now, but it's one of those things, just like Super Bowl wins, playoff experiences, off the field vacation things, and everybody goes their separate ways, raises their families, comes back for Legends Weekend, and you have those kind of conversations. So I look forward to being a part of those, sitting at the same table with those guys as an old, decrepit, get off my lawn, old man by then, and being able to listen to them talk about those times. So, yeah. With that being said, we got the Chiefs Broncos coming up this Sunday, and then we head on to Germany. Not sure if we'll have an opportunity to get on air next week, so if we're not,
that'd be the same.
If we're not available, we're having fun in Germany. I know I'll be there. Looking forward to that trip. But this, first things first, Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel.
We'll be back, if not next week, the following week, hopefully talking about two wins for our Kansas City Chiefs. For Sean Barber, my man Julio, and Danon, I'm out. Players only. Talk to you later. Peace.
Peace.
Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going.
Players Only with Danon Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.